Whether you feel like traveling next door to Wyoming or Minnesota, or prefer to just hike down the road to your nearest National Park Service site, South Dakota has many choices for National Public Lands Day. Supervisory Park Ranger Cody Groskowski says Pipestone National Monument in Minnesota is hosting its usual hands-on public land activity.
We have volunteers assist with the seed collection from the native tallgrass prairie, and then we use those seeds to continue restoration of the prairie on within the monument here.
Travel across the prairie about 430 miles west, and you'll find Wind Cave National Park. This park is also hosting a Get Out and Touch the Scenery activity, says spokesperson Tom Farrell.
We're going to go out in the morning, and we're going to be cutting and removing mullein, which is an exotic plant that is that has patches in the park. And so we're hoping to try to kind of remove that exotic and make the park a little bit more healthy.
Up the road a piece at Jewel Cave National Monument, Ranger Riley Hayes says junior rangers are invited to learn about everyone's favorite October topic.
We will discuss bats and how they are important to our ecosystem and do some fun bat crafts. And then we will have volunteer projects, some things like building picnic tables, raking some pine needles around the area, and even some stuff in the cave as well.
If Badlands National Park is in your sights, you're welcome to visit, but Ranger Christine says many staff members may be at another location.
We will be assisting Minuteman Missile National Historic Site with their grand opening for their visitor center and new exhibits that were just installed a couple months ago.
And if you feel like traveling west, Devil's Tower National Monument is not only celebrating National Public Lands Day, but its 110th anniversary as well. No matter where you choose to go, Mount Rushmore's Maureen McGee Ballinger says it's a perfect opportunity to get out and enjoy your favorite public lands. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Cairns.